Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Off in the SSA podcast, focusing on the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. I'm your host, Stu, and on today's show, we haven't even run the second race of the 2024 IMSA season yet, and we already have the 2025 IMSA schedule released. It features 11 races, all at familiar tracks, and we're sure in for another great season. Let's dive in and break it all down. Now I'll be honest, I was not expecting the 2025 IMSA calendar to be released this early. Historically, it's released as part of the State of the Sport address in the middle of the summer. However, here we are in March getting the 2025 calendar. The schedule was released on Friday morning of the 12 hours of Sebring weekend when IMSA President John Doonan unveiled next year's schedule. Featuring 11 races, the season gets kicked off at the Roar before the 24th. Of course, this is not the first race of the season, rather it is a test session for the WeatherTech Championship. The first race gets underway at Daytona, January 23rd to 26th, for of course the Rolex 24. Round 2 will head to Sebring March 12th to 15th. The 12 hours of Sebring will feature all four classes, much like the Rolex 24 will, before we head on a West Coast swing, starting with Long Beach April 11th and 12th. Like this year, Long Beach will only feature GTP and GTD entries. Round 4 heads to WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca May 9th to 11th. That 2-hour and 40-minute race will feature GTP, GTD Pro, and GTD. Round 5 heads to Detroit May 30th and 31st. There, it will be just the GTP and GTD Pro entries. Before the series heads to Watkins Glen for round 6 of the season and the 3rd round of the Michelin Endurance Cup, it's the Sail-In 6 Hours of the Glen that will be taking place June 26th to 29th. There, for the first time since Sebring, we'll see all four classes present on the grid. It's a quick 2-week turnaround before they head to Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, July 11th to 13th. There, the LMP2 cars will be the headline once again, as it will also feature the GTD Pro and GTD classes. Round 8 is at Road America, July 31st to August 3rd, where once again all four classes will be present. The only GT round of the season will go to VIR once again, August 22nd to 24th. There, it's just the GTD Pros and GTDs. Before we approach the 10th round of the season and the 4th Michelin Endurance Cup race, that's at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, September 19th to 21st. All four classes are present for that 6-hour race. And finally, to round out the season, it's Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta for Petit Le Mans. The 10-hour race will go from October 8th to 11th and feature all four classes. As you may have noticed there, not too many changes from the calendar last year. Most of the events take place on pretty much the same weekend that they were on this past season, and the tracks and the order that we're visiting them, as well as the classes that are visiting them, remain exactly the same as 2024. With there being no real changes to this schedule for next year, it kind of begs the question, well, why did IMSA release this schedule so early? I think it could be for a couple of reasons. This year, there's a number of conflicts on the schedule, whether it be with the World Endurance Championship or various other high-profile racing series globally. I think IMSA's trying to get ahead of things a little bit here, establish their schedule, and hopefully, as a result of doing that, try and prevent some of the date conflicts that we saw unfold this year. John Doonan also spoke of Sportscar 365, and he mentioned to them that IMSA wanted to provide as much heads up as possible for the teams in order for them to appropriately plan for next year. Surely getting the schedule almost a full year before the season starts must help out with that planning. Now, I don't think anybody's complaining about getting the schedule released early, that's for sure. But I think there are a couple of things that people may have liked to see on next year's schedule. One of the comments floating around is a return to a doubleheader weekend with the World Endurance Championship, potentially at COTA. Of course, with Super Sebring now in the past, that iconic doubleheader weekend that IMSA and the World Endurance Championship shared is no longer a thing. With the World Endurance Championship going to COTA in 2024 and potentially returning for next season, and IMSA having a history of going to COTA in the past, it is something that you could have seen align, but unfortunately, it just didn't work out for the 2025 calendar. Something that I was a little bit disappointed to see, once again, was CTMP won't feature the GTPs again this year. John Doonan directly addressed this by essentially saying that it's for cost reasons. With the addition of a Michelin Endurance Cup event, the six-hour event at Indianapolis, that's a lot of additional track running time for those GTP cars, and in an effort to try and keep costs in check, it was deemed that the GTPs would not be heading to CTMP. Unfortunately, for next season, nothing is going to be changing on that front. Really unfortunate that GTPs aren't going to be heading to CTMP. But at the same point, as trust me, as disappointed as I am also excited to see the LMP2 class be a headliner. There's some great racing that goes on in that class, and I am genuinely excited to see the LMP2s get that opportunity. I just wish it wasn't at the expense of my home track. Another change that we first saw for the 2024 schedule was no Lime Rock on it. Of course, as soon as it was announced last year that Lime Rock wouldn't be on the 2024 calendar, there were immediate discussions that we're going to try and get Lime Rock back on the calendar for 2025. That clearly hasn't happened. It should be noted that not all of the IMSA schedules have been released. There still are a ton of support series that will be announcing their calendars later this year. So potentially there's still a door open there for there to be a mini Lime Rock weekend with some of the support series. One of the support series schedules that was announced, though, was the Michelin Pilot Challenge. That calendar remains unchanged from last year, starting off with the Roar Before the 24 for the Pilot Challenge. That is, of course, only a test session for the series. Their season gets kicked off January 23rd to 26th at Daytona, supporting the WeatherTech Championship for a four-hour race. They'll also be at Sebring March 12th to 15th, WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca May 9th to 11th. There's a weekend, June 6th to 8th at Mid-Ohio, where the Michelin Pilot Challenge is the headliner there for a four-hour race. They'll then return to link up with the WeatherTech Championship June 26th to 29th at Watkins Glen. They'll travel north of the border to Canadian Tire Motorsport Park on July 11th to 13th, before heading to Road America July 31st to August 3rd. They'll then head to VIR August 22nd to 24th, Indianapolis September 19th to 21st, and end off their season October 8th to 11th at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. That's going to wrap things up, though. Before you go, make sure that you are subscribed on your favorite podcasting app so you never miss an episode. You can also follow along with the show on Twitter, or check out the video version of the show on YouTube. Just search for Off in the S's. Also, a big shout out to all of the Patreon supporters. If you too want to support the show, then you can head to patreon.com/offintheS's. Once again, though, thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone has a great race weekend and doesn't go off in the S's.